This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Agriculture needs to be proactive in its defense of farming practices in the public relations battle with environmental and vegan activists to keep consumer confidence. A unified farmer organization has sprung up in one of the hotbed regions of the country to do that. It's called SaveFamilyFarming.org. Spokesman Dylan Honkoop talks with Lee Milkey about the organization.
The threat to agriculture from environmental activists is perhaps no greater than that in the West, particularly California and Washington State. Here to talk about that is fellow radio broadcaster Dylan Honkoop, who is now spokesman for SaveFamilyFarming.org, which is headquartered in Whatcom County, Washington, about 100 miles north of Seattle. Dylan, this organization is made up of dairy, berry, crop, and livestock farmers to not just defend farming practices, but also to be proactive in this communication battle, correct?
Well, that's exactly right, Lee. And having grown up on a local farm here, a family farm myself, and then spent over a decade in the radio and the news business, I knew that of anyone, farming has done, frankly, a bad job of being able to tell its own story, and I wanted to turn that around, and that certainly is the vision of our group here, which has a focus across Washington State. But like you said, a lot of pressure, increasing pressure from environmental activist groups, many of which have ulterior motives, to be quite frank with you. I mean, it's a litigation industry, and I think a lot of people in agriculture are sadly becoming familiar with this. Lawsuits upon lawsuits that like to be filed against farms and farming operations and agribusiness, et cetera. And we realize that farming has to do more than just tell the story of how it's doing a good job, but has to vigorously defend itself insofar as playing a little bit of offense. What do they say? The best defense is a good offense. And to really point out some of the ulterior motives that these groups have that are so strongly attacking the agricultural community. For a long time, agriculture's MO was to put its head down, keep farming. That's what we do best. We farm. We don't do press releases. We don't do news conferences, things like that. But we're realizing that changes as the demographic is farther and farther away from the farm, for the most part, across the country. Just a small segment of our society really has contact with farmers in this day and age. So a lot of people aren't aware of the actual issues and what farming really looks like right now. And that needs to change for farming to maintain that public trust and continue its public license to operate, we like to call it. As much as we want to win court battles as well, sometimes the lawyers will say, we need to be quiet. And you may win a case, but you lose in the court of public opinion. And we realize that sometimes that can be far more damaging even than the legal losses that are potential here if you don't have a good defense.
Amen. Thank you, Dylan. Dylan Honkoop, spokesman for SaveFamilyFarming.org.
Thanks, Lee. Now we head from out west to the Midwest and profile a Wisconsin dairy couple. Here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Connie Seafelt and her husband Jim are fourth-generation dairy farmers in Marionette County, Wisconsin, near the upper Michigan border.
And we have the fifth-generation farming with us, the son, daughter, and son-in-law, and the two grandchildren, and the daughter's children, hopefully, will be the sixth generation.
Seafelt speaks about her interesting breeds.
We've been crossbreeding since they talked about paying for us on component pricing. We've been crossbreeding before that began. It started out Holstein. My father-in-law and Jim's grandpa had Holsteins, and then Jim and I brought in red and white Holsteins. We had a registered brown Swiss bull that we purchased, and we have some of those. We have some Jerseys, and we have some Guernsey cross.
Now, Seafelt's very active in her community, serving on different boards, and she also serves on the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board.
I've always believed in promotion. Number one, I believe in our product. I believe in the goodness of milk. I believe in the goodness of dairy and what we contribute to our local economies. And I believe the Milk Marketing Board is the promotion side of it, education and research, and I believe in research. We're very proud of the Center for Dairy Research that's located right in the UW.
Of course, that's the University of Wisconsin.
Madison location. I'm just very proud of that, and I'm excited, and I'm glad to be able to pass that on to my children and grandchildren.
We had quite an interview with Connie Seafelt, and we'll share it with you in future broadcasts. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
Thank you, Patrick. And a reminder, for the latest dairy news and archive programs, head to our free website, DairyRadioNow.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.